Hey, this is Dr. Shervin. Muskoka Magazine is brought to you by Dairy Lane Dental, keeping Muskoka smiling for over 30 years. Please visit DairyLaneDental.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. All right, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Chris Okutsi. If you don't know who you're listening to, seriously, get a clue. Start listening more. We're here on Hunter's Bay Radio, 88.7 FM, or you could be listening on MuskokaUnlimited.com. Either way, thank you for listening. I have a very special guest with me today, Victoria Langfeld, recent author, Huntsville native, and only 20 years old, and already has published her first book, which is amazing. Hello, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here today.
Awesome. Thanks, Victoria, for coming. It's great. And your book is called The Red Rose. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay, yeah. So The Red Rose is a fantasy romance novel. It's basically about a princess named Ariana, and it's set in a magical world called Oberia, and her father's brother comes and basically takes her family hostage, and she has to go on a journey to find a mythical rose in order to save her family and her kingdom. That's the basic plot.
Oh, cool. So there's kind of like that blend of two styles, like you said, right? And the fantasy romance kind of thing. Yeah. Now, what made you want to do that kind of blend?
Well, I've always loved fantasy novels growing up, and I love a book with a good love triangle in it. So that's kind of what I incorporated into my writing, and I've really gotten a lot of inspiration from books that I read growing up.
And what are some of those books that are your favorite? So what are some of the favorite like fantasy novels, like maybe one or two that you really love that kind of inspired you to write in that style?
Yeah, I always loved Narnia growing up. Mm-hmm. And also one of my newer favorites is the Selection series by Kira Cass. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but it's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, I think everyone's heard of the Narnia series. I think when I'm 44 and when I was a kid in grade school, I read all the Narnia books back then. So I can definitely relate to that. I don't know about the new one, but I'm old now, so it's okay. Very cool. And the romance part, I know you said like, have you read like romance novels at all now? Or is it, you have?
Yeah.
What are some of the ones you read?
Well, a lot of them are more just like have romance throughout them. Like, gotcha. I'm a big fan of books that have like a lot of mystery and plot twists stuff going on at the same time. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so then you took all that and you're like, I'm going to sit down and write my own. Now, where did the idea come from? Like I know you wanted, you described a little bit about why you wrote it, but like, you know, the characters, the plot line, where did all those things come to you to put them all into your own book? Where did you find those inspirations for characters and all that?
Yeah, so I actually wrote the first draft of this book when I was 12 years old, when I was in grade 6. So it's changed a lot over the years. I've rewritten it probably about 5 or 6 times at this point. So it's been interesting. I still have copies of all the old drafts. Nice. So in this book, there's a lot of new characters and a lot of new plot twists and things that weren't there before.
Gotcha.
So it is a bit hard to remember exactly. No, I feel like, back when I was younger, I was always writing little stories. And then one day I was just like, a girl who goes on a journey to find a rose. Like, I kind of just came up with it and started writing it. And it's just changed a lot over the years. So
that's cool. No, that's cool that you started like 8 years ago.
Yeah, right? It's been a long process.
And then you've done a bunch of different drafts over the years and that you just kept working on it. Do you think that maybe the part of like, because I know you said the characters kind of changed and there's new stuff that you kept in your drafts. Do you think that maybe as you met new people in your life and as you matured, it was like, oh, this has to go in this direction and this has to go in this direction? That kind of happened for you?
Yeah, for sure. One thing that I think looking back is that the main character, Ariana, really grew with me. Like, as I grew up, I think that there's a lot of me in my character, Ariana. Nice. So kind of as I got older and had different life experiences and my personality kind of changed, I think she changed along with it, which is cool. So
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, I was going to ask you, do you have like any teachers, writing teachers, English teachers, anything that kind of helped spur you on to, you know, keep going and keep writing all the time? Or was this kind of more self-directed?
Well, when I was in grade 8, I had a teacher, Katie Pellerin, who really inspired me a lot with my writing. So I had the original draft, and I just handed her the notebook one day and asked if she wanted to read it. And she read the whole thing, and I still have like the notebook with all her sticky notes and stuff in it. And she was kind of one of the first people who told me like, hey, you should actually look into getting this published. And that was kind of what started it for me. And she encouraged me to like type it up and keep editing it and working with that. So
very cool. And what was that process like, you know, going back and doing the and seeing the drafts and typing it out and doing some editing? Like, what was that like for you? Describe a bit about, you know, like how you felt going through those motions.
Well, I was really excited the first time I took it from the notebook and actually typed it up and started being like, okay, there's a chance this could actually get published. Like, I could actually do something with this. Yes. So I was just always working on it and trying to think of new twists that I can incorporate or new characters, because it was pretty short originally when I wrote it. So it's definitely expanded a lot since then. I do know I got pretty discouraged along the way just because I was rewriting it so much, and I was comparing myself a lot to like actual published books, which isn't the best when you're a young new author to compare yourself. And so I definitely took a lot of breaks in between. Like there were a couple years I didn't like touch it at all, and then I would try to write new things, but I would always come back to this book and be like, I want to write this again. Like, I want to change it and keep editing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but it's cool. I could see, I know I have notebooks full of ideas and characters and storylines that I just put away and then go back to and then put away and then go back to work on, right? So I understand that process. And it can be discouraging when you're like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I try not to. This one thing that I always give advice to young people, because I mean, I've been like actually a professional writer for over 20 years now, right? And paid to do this. And I always say, don't compare yourself to someone else. Because if I compared myself to, like, there's way better writers out there than me in terms of novels and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But in terms of other things, they couldn't even do what I do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, never compare yourself to others. That's a good advice I give to you. I give to every person, and especially young people in the business, because and coming in that are passionate about what they do. Don't compare your stuff and your creativity and your writing and your work to anyone else, especially more established people. Mm-hmm. You're never going to win.
Yeah.
Right? So just look at yourself and be like, I'm going to be the best I can be. I'm going to work on my craft. I'm going to get better. You know, like Victoria Langfield's going to have even better novels as she moves forward, because she's going to learn more and she's going to mature more. And now she's got the confidence of doing her first one. So it's just going to grow from there. And that goes for anybody else that's a young writer listening, or an older writer, or new writers, or whatever. Right. Always, always just be yourself and worry about yourself, and never compare yourself to other people, because that's a losing situation. You know what I mean? So was good. I'm glad you brought that up. It was very good. It gave me an opportunity to give advice, because I do some of this mentoring and stuff. So now let's talk about how this got published, where it got published, how people can get it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah. So when I was in grade 11 was when I first started seriously submitting my book to different publishing companies. Yeah. So I tried a lot of traditional publishers, but it's very competitive and hard to get into. So I started looking into the self-publishing route. So I was contacted just last year when I was in my first year of university by a company based out of the States called iUniverse Publishing.
Yeah.
And I'd sent them like an excerpt of my book and just kind of filled out a form online and sent that to them. Yeah. And they contacted me and said that they would love to publish it. So for the past year and a half, I guess, I've been working with them. They did like a whole editorial evaluation, and I've rewritten the whole book since then using all of their like edits and working with their editors at the company and just getting it ready for publishing. Overall, it was a very fast process once I got the edits done. Like, the editing took a long time. But I think I submitted like the final edits to them just a couple weeks ago. And then it just moved so fast. I was not expecting that at all. So it's kind of crazy.
They probably had it ready to go. They probably were like, and I know because I've been in publishing forever. What happens is you have everything ready to go, and it's like, okay, if we just got another couple edits, we can print as soon as those come in, right?
Yeah.
And they had it all ready, right?
So yeah,
it's like, boom.
I'm a perfectionist, so I was like not wanting to hand them the final draft because I was like, once I give it to them, I can't change anything. So
now, do you have ebooks as well, or is it just print?
I have ebooks as well. Okay. You can get it from the iUniverse publishing website. You can also get it from Amazon.ca and .com.
Okay.
And they have a Kindle version on there as well, and an ebook. And then within 6 to 8 weeks, it's going to be coming just online to Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, Kohl's. Takes a bit to get to all those websites.
Sure,
so right now it's just on Amazon and the publishing website.
And people can order hard copies or the digital copies, depending on what they prefer from
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I also have a website that just went live today, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah. Awesome. It's made by...
Wait. We'll talk about the website. Oh, my gosh. I just looked at the time. We have to take a break. Our sponsors will get mad if they don't get their say. We're going to take a quick break. Victoria, hold that thought. Hold that thought about your website.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll come back and talk about your website. Okay. We're going to have a quick break, everyone. Thanks for listening. 88.7 FM on a Sunday morning or anytime you want. MuskokaUnlimited.com. You know where to go. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Shervin from Dairy Lane Dental, and you're listening to Muskoka Magazine.
And we're back, everyone. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited podcast on 88.7 FM on a Sunday morning, or you're listening on MuskokaUnlimited.com. Either way, thanks everyone for listening. Just reminding you, if you haven't been listening, who we're talking to: Victoria Langfield, 20-year-old, new author, The Red Rose. Get it. It's going to be awesome. You'll love it. I promise. Well, maybe I don't promise. I don't know. I haven't read it yet. I'll read it after. But just before the break, we were talking about your new website just launched. Talk to me about that. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So it's made by Woodman Studios.
Okay.
She makes websites for a lot of different businesses and stuff in town.
Cool. In Huntsville, she's saying, when she says in town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of cool because we went to high school together and we're in Writer's Craft together, and now she's making my website for me. So it kind of came full circle, which is cool.
Nice.
But yeah, so the website has information about me and my book and direct links to where you can purchase the book.
Yeah.
So people can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Victoria Langfeld Writes, and then my website's on there too, so they can just click there and all the links to purchase my book are right there, all in one place.
Perfect. That's even better.
Yeah,
they can just go see you and not have to go through all the other things, and they get all your links for your books right there. I love it. That's a great idea. And so, what did you do the website because you wanted to do that? Like, you know, be that one spot where all your stuff could be and not have to. And then you could tell your friends and family and whoever else, they could just go to you. They don't have to go through all the different ridiculous links, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it still links to everything, but it's, you know, one spot instead of, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that one stop shop.
Yeah. That's awesome. What I was going for.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to actually ask you about what advice you would give to fellow, especially young people like yourself, which I love the enthusiasm and the ambition to do your own work. It's amazing. And
thank
publish
you.
Your own work and go after it. I love that.
Thank
I love
you.
Seeing that. What advice would you give to young people like your age, younger than you, about some things they should do if they love to write and they wanna write like a novel or anything like that, like they wanna publish their own work. What advice would you give?
Yeah, I think the one piece of advice I would give that I was told when I first started writing was write the type of book that you would want to read. Mm-hmm. Don't try to write like for other people and be like, oh, this is the type of thing that my friends would read or other people would read. Like, the best types of books are when you're writing something that you love and that you really want to write, because then it just makes it so much more fun and the writing just kind of flows naturally.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would say that was big for me was don't go back and reread or edit your work until you're finished.
Gotcha.
Because
that's a good one, actually.
Yeah, that's what took... That's partly why my writing has taken me so long, is because I would write one chapter and then I'd want to go back and perfect it before I would move on to the next chapter. But you could be stuck on that same chapter forever because there's always going to be something to change or something to fix or something that's not just the way you want it. So I would definitely say that. And then probably one other thing is... don't get discouraged if you're not hearing anything back from publishing, if you're wanting to get into that, because like I first sent out my book when I was in grade 11 and I didn't hear anything back for almost 2 years.
Oh my goodness.
So you just have to keep submitting and submitting, and don't get discouraged if you're not hearing anything back, because I did hear something back eventually.
Yeah.
So just don't get discouraged if you're not hearing anything back immediately.
No, keep trying. I like that. Keep trying. Don't get discouraged. And remember, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to have books published or self-published or whatever. It's not an easy business, and this is why I give the advice that learn other styles of writing so that you can practice your craft in other forms, whether it's media writing, marketing writing, whatever it is, writing short stories, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
While you're doing your bigger work.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I give advice. I mean, you could do that too more probably, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm giving you advice now. But you could, right? Like, you could. Like, I think more, like, you know, I have a couple of people I subcontract with work that we do here for Hunters Bay Radio for the online stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very media work, but they're used to other kinds of writing, and I'm helping them learn how to do this kind of writing better, because that will get them some extra work and they can make money doing it,
mm-hmm.
and they can keep writing all the time, which is the only way you get better.
Yeah.
Right? Is writing, learning different styles, different flows, and that's how you get better. And that's another advice I would give. But your advice was great. I love your advice. Like, don't get discouraged.
Thank you.
Keep trying, keep fighting. I love that. I love that ambition. So I was gonna say one thing that Victoria didn't mention. This is something I say all the time to everybody, and she might already know this and do this. She just didn't mention it. If you're an aspiring writer, no matter what age you are, no matter what you're doing, keep a notepad and a pen or a pencil beside your bed.
Yeah.
Because it might wake up in the middle of the night, and I know, and Victoria's nodding because I think she does this already. But
yep.
you might wake up in the middle of the night, or you're lying in bed, you're about to go to sleep, and all of a sudden something hits you. You know, you're either going to forget in the morning if you fall asleep and have some crazy dream, which a lot of us have, or you're going to not be able to sleep properly because you didn't write it down and you don't want to forget it or whatever. Just write it down, write your whole ideas out, do everything, even if it takes you half an hour, and then you'll sleep soundly and you'll wake up and that idea is still there in the morning. So that's advice I give to everybody.
Yeah.
Always, and it was advice given to me by older editors and stuff back in the day. You know, they're like, always have that, you know, for mm-hmm. when I was just starting in like my writing career, they're like, always have that, because that will make sure you always have all your ideas. Even if you don't use them right away, you have mm-hmm. that idea for later, and you'll go back and be like, wow, I forgot about this. Oh, let's do something with it. Right. So that's advice I always give. What do you think about that advice?
Yeah, I have a notebook that's just filled with so many ideas that I am hoping to write one day, but there's so many of them. And yeah, I've definitely gotten up in the middle of the night and didn't go back to bed for over an hour because I was just like, oh, I want to start writing this right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So see, that's exactly, that was the one thing that I was like, I was waiting. I was like, is she going to say it?
Yeah.
She does it, but is she going to say it? But not everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone knows to do that, right?
Yeah.
They just kind of do it when, you know, they have their notepads in their office and they go and sit. And I'm like, always have one beside your bed. In fact, where's my napkin? Like, I always have notepads with me.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. in my knapsack everywhere I go. That's another thing I would say to do is carry one with you. Even if it's a little reporter's, those little reporter ones that fit in your pocket with a little pen or a little pencil. Because you could be out there and find inspiration in an animal, in a tree, in a car, in a whatever. And be like, oh my gosh, this just popped in my head. Write those notes down right where you are and then go back to them later. You know what I mean? So that's another piece. A note, always take notes. Always be taking notes. That's how you're going to, you know, grow. So we're close. We're close. I think we're only like 2 or 3 minutes left. So let's close off. I don't know. What do you want to talk about to close off? I'm leaving it open to you. Tell me something.
Okay. Putting me on the spot here. I think just it has been very overwhelming and exciting to see, like with my book, like I think back to like little grade six Victoria who first started writing like this book, and if she could see like the published book now that I have right beside me, like she would have had no idea that that was where like this little like scribbles in her notebook was going. And I think that just makes me really excited to see, like I have a bunch of other books in the works right now. So I think that just makes me excited to see where those books could go in the future. I'm not going through like professionally for writing right now, but I'm hoping that in the future I could publish more books and hopefully get in with like a traditional publisher in the future.
Oh yeah, for sure. You just keep working at it. I think you'll get there for sure. You got that go-getter stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
That's awesome. All right, hit us up with your one website one more time.
It's victorialangfeldwrites.com and you can find it on my Instagram and Facebook as well.
And what's your Instagram and Facebook?
My Instagram is Victoria Langfeld Writes as well. And then Facebook's just Victoria Langfeld.
Okay, perfect. So there you go. Follow on Instagram. Follow on Facebook. Go to the website, VictoriaLangfeldWrites.com. It's pretty easy. You'll find it. You'll figure it out. Her name will be in the online on MuskokaUnlimited.com when we do our posts. So, and we'll probably put a link there too because we're pretty nice that way. Anyways. For everyone who is listening, Victoria, thank you for coming and joining us and
sharing. Thank you so much for having me.
I love it. Congrats again on your first published novel. I love it. And I wish you success in the future.
Thank you so much.
And for everyone who is listening, go get the book, The Red Rose. You know what it is. You can do it. And 88.7 FM, The Bay, or MuskokaUnlimited.com, Muskoka Unlimited Podcast. Listen again and listen over and go buy the book, Red Rose. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to tell you that, but I'll tell you that. All right. See you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.muskokaunlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.